What's up with packaging? Find out with David Holliday.
So, what is up with packaging? Hi there, this is David, and this is my weekly look at packaging news items that have kind of gotten my attention during the last 7 days or so. First up, here's some good news for people needing aluminium cans for beverage products, small brewers and other users of that type of packaging. A new beverage can company has actually opened for business right here in Nashua, New Hampshire, just down the road from Packaging News Net Tower, as it happens. This company is called Can One USA. And while it's a brand new entrant to the US market, it's actually owned by, or is part owned by, a Malaysian company with a lot of experience in the market. They, in fact, have been producing cans for food and beverage products for over 60 years, so they certainly know what they are doing. Even better news, Can One has renovated an industrial building that's been empty here in Nashua for probably 2 decades or so. And I think it's always great to see old industrial buildings repurposed for the modern age. Can One is already producing a range of popular can sizes, so get in touch with them if you need aluminium cans for your beverage products. You can find them at 603-704-9340. That's 603-704-9340. There have also been a couple of quite important news stories on legislation for managing the issues of packaging waste. The European Parliament has voted to introduce new regulations to help manage packaging and recycling. The rules, which have been provisionally agreed with the EU Council, include a number of factors, such as reducing the total amount of packaging, 5% by 2030, 10% by 2035, and 15% by 2040. And in general, the rules require EU countries to reduce, in particular, the amount of plastic packaging waste produced. Yes, I think we'd all agree with that one. To reduce unnecessary packaging, a maximum empty space ratio of 50% is going to be set. And I'm hoping this will be the end of those large boxes containing small items such as memory cards. Certain single-use plastic packaging products will be banned from January 2030. These include packaging for unprocessed fresh fruit and vegetables. Hey, no more wasted packaging for produce. Packaging for foods and beverages filled and consumed in cafes and restaurants. Individual portions, for example, condiments, sauces, creamer and sugar. And hotels will have to stop using those little miniature bottles for toiletry products. In addition, lightweight plastic carrier bags will be banned at grocery stores. Man, I wish they'd do that here in New Hampshire. The rule also includes a ban on the use of those so-called forever chemicals, the PFAS, above certain thresholds in food contact packaging. And yes, I'd prefer to see them removed completely, but at least it's a start. And, goes on quite a lot this list, and to help enable a circular economy, there will be specific reuse targets for alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverage packaging. Sadly, quite a lot of products seem to be exempt, and this is planned to start in 2030. Under the new rules, most packaging will have to be recyclable by fulfilling strict criteria. Measures also include minimum recycled content targets for plastic packaging and minimum recycling targets by weight of packaging waste. By 2029, 90% of single-use packaging and metal beverage containers will have to be collected separately via a deposit return system, or some other solution that enables the targets to be met. I do believe that the new rule is quite an achievement, And while it has been subject to intensive industry lobbying over the last few years, it does seem to be a major step forward. Sadly, over in the UK, there has been a step backward. Having weakened itself by foolishly leaving the EU, the United Kingdom has had to work on its own deposit return, or DRS, programme, which was planned to start next year. However, the implementation has just been moved back to 2027. The UK-wide scheme would include special machines that they call reverse vending machines, where you deposit bottles in order to get your money back. And in most cases, the retailers who sell drinks that would be covered by the scheme would be expected to host one of these return points. It seems the main reason for this delay is that Wales, if you're unaware, is one of the entities that makes up the United Kingdom, has already implemented its own DRS mandate, which isn't compatible with the UK-wide one. The UK proposed rule covers plastic and metal packaging, but excludes glass. Glass is included in the Welsh version. Why would the DRS scheme exclude glass packaging, which after all is a large part of the total volume of packaging produced? Well, the answer from the government is that it would not include glass because glass recycling would, and I quote, create undue complexity for the drinks industry and it increases storage and handling costs for retailers. Sounds like a successful lobbying action to me. I think it's quite ironic that the EU, with 27 member countries, can agree on a plan for packaging, but the UK, with just a few, can't. I'm with the Welsh folks. The rule needs to include glass along with the other materials. So that's it for this week, a legislation-heavy episode. Look out for another What's Up with Packaging in the very near future, and in the meantime, please take care.